Members of Congress from New York have urged the House and Senate Armed Services Committees to prevent President Trump from redirecting funding for military projects to a wall at the southern border. Allison Dunn reports.
A letter to the chair and ranking member of each Armed Services Committee is signed by U.S. Senators Kirsten Gillibrand and Charles Schumer. They say the Pentagon's decision to divert $3.6 billion allocated for 127 military construction projects includes $160 million for projects at the U.S. Military Academy at West Point. In his September 3rd memo to Armed Forces Committee leaders, Defense Secretary Mark Esper says the Department of Defense will reprogram $3.6 billion in funds appropriated for military construction and maintenance to 11 military construction projects along the U.S. border with Mexico. Senator Schumer.
Taking money away from construction at West Point made no sense. It was a slap in the face of all of those who work hard at West Point and the whole military.
Esper says reprogramming the funding is in response to President Trump's February 15th proclamation of a national emergency at the southern border that requires the use of the armed forces. Schumer takes issue with what constitutes an emergency.
This was not the emergency that Congress intended when they passed this law. I think it's in the 70s. It was a true emergency, war, people at risk, etc. And you wouldn't want to go through Congress to rearrange money if you needed it immediately.
He believes there will be new court cases regarding those negatively impacted by the funding move. Funds for the West Point projects were already appropriated.
That was Allison Dunn reporting.